Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast. I'm Sam Jackson, Gateway Redlands Campus Pastor. I'm joined by the one and only Andrew Main.
Yep.
From the?
Ormo Campus.
Also a campus pastor.
Northern Gold Coast.
you always just got to work Gold Coast in there.
I know. It's better than the swampy cane fields.
So, yeah, it's true. I love the beach at Ormo.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mate, we're here today to talk about the spiritual gift of teaching. So people are dialing into this episode as a result of believing or through the assessment seeing teaching come up in their top three or four gifts.
Definitely.
Why don't you give us a bit of a biblical overview, a biblical picture of this gift?
Yeah, look, obviously I think the spiritual gift of teaching is people that have a great desire to take the Word of God, help others understand it, bring it alive. The Bible's a complex book. Complex just by nature of the genre, the time frame in which it was written, the fact that we're trying to interpret it through our lens of our culture and trying to understand, you know, the context of the people. And so, you know, people that just have a real passion to help the Bible come alive in its truest sense so that it speaks the way God intended for it to speak, but in a way that helps others discover the truth of who God is and the implication that has for their life. So
it's pretty daunting, isn't it? Like you've answered that pretty well in a short few sentences. Yep. But that's really daunting. Like I hear that, and I go as a campus pastor, as someone who teaches regularly, man, I need the Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hard job to teach the timeless truth of Scripture in a particular cultural moment. That's massive.
It is, and look, I think that's where at times you sense the spiritual nature of it. Like if you survey the Old Testament. We often talk about the Holy Spirit in the context of the New Testament, but if you survey the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is so present in so many moments, critical moments. He's actually mentioned in the Scripture. And so often it's like the Spirit comes upon someone or the Spirit overwhelms someone, and the thing they do is speak the Word of God. And I just read this week, but there's a nice little piece of poetry actually at the end of 2 Samuel where it's the final words of David. And one of the things he says was, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, his word was on my tongue." So there is this sense at times that it's more than just sharing knowledge. It's actually this, the Spirit of God from heaven is equipping people to actually illuminate Jesus and help them understand who Jesus was. I think, Sam, like a lot of the spiritual gifts. Sometimes we look at a gift and go, well, it's not my gift. But I think teaching is one of those gifts that everyone that's a follower of Jesus can engage with at some level. Mm. You know, Hebrews actually talks about Christian maturity, and it just says, and I think it's a generic statement, that though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. There is something about maturing and growing in our faith that we have things to share with others. Mm. So I think every follower of Jesus, as they mature, should be finding ways to teach others. Mm. It's like, I'm a parent of five kids, you've got four. And we all know in the early stages of our, well, I would say now I'm still no expert, but you know, when we first started out, it was just, we were learning so much. And over time, you've learned some stuff that you can share next time you walk through that experience, but you can share with others. So I certainly think it's something that every Christian, as they grow and mature, engages with. But certainly the Bible does talk about it as being a spiritual gift, a Holy Spirit-inspired gift. The thing that scares me, and you've identified this, and James picks this up in his writing. He says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." Mm-hmm. As someone who preaches regularly, that verse, I wouldn't say it scares me, but it kind of hovers in the background as a significant weight and burden of accountability, because you do recognize the power of words. Mm. You do recognize, especially as you grow, and some of the people listening to this might be teaching in significant places. Others might just be on the journey of starting to share that word more significantly. As you grow and as your influence grows and as people's trust in you grows, your words carry power. Mm. And sometimes we can get so busy that we don't actually put the time in. Mm. And I think that's where people get a little bit stuck with spiritual gifts at times, is they think, well, it's a spiritual gift, therefore it'll just happen.
Yeah.
I don't know about your teaching gift. My teaching gift, I listen to my first sermon occasionally. And God has certainly developed something in me from, you know, 25 years ago when that happened. And so I think it's one of those ones, you've got to keep exercising that muscle to keep growing in it. But don't get lazy, because our words carry power, and we can actually change someone's perspective of who God is by some mistimed or some ill-used words, or by getting caught up in some current conspiracy or train of thought that takes us away from using the Bible as our primary reference point into something else. And so there's a great weight in this gift.
That is scary, mate, and I hope that people who have tuned into this podcast haven't stopped listening and just scratched that off their list and gone to the next one. It is scary. I'll tell you something else that's scary is trying to get three teachers around the table to talk about teaching for under 10 minutes. That's a scary prospect as well. But on that note, I want to welcome Tim Lucas, mate. Welcome to the podcast.
It's good to be here, boys.
Mate, I'd love to hear from you. As a teacher as well, and someone who senses from God this is a spiritual gift that, that you have, when did it first become apparent? Take us back, however many years
back
it was.
In the day as well. It's a long way. As Manny said, 25 years ago, his first message. I'm the Mackenzie campus pastor today, but I can remember the first time I got up in front of a congregation to preach. I was in a life group at the time, funnily enough, led by another campus pastor, Andrew Sercombe. And he said, hey, let's see. He had some contact, and we ended up in a church in Logan. And I was elected from my life group to be the one who would preach. We kind of all went to contribute to this church service, and I was the preacher. I preached on Moses, and I reckon the average age in that congregation was about 75. But I remember...
Did you preach on the miracle of, you know, having a kid at 90?
No, not
exactly.
Okay,
good. You stayed away from
that. But I remember the effort that I put into preparing that, the fascination I had with the word and understanding the context and what went behind all of the scripture, and then putting that in a way to deliver that, to share that, and to instruct that. I just remember walking away going, that was actually really fun. I really felt that God used me in that moment, and God started something within me as I stepped out and taught in that way. And I guess it's been a journey ever since. It's not always been upfront teaching. There's been a number of times I've been coming alongside people and maybe one-on-one opening scripture or leading life groups, that kind of thing. But yeah, I really do believe that God has developed that gift within me. And I do remember Maney's first sermon here at Gateway. He threw a backpack into the baptistry. And you have come a long way, mate.
Thanks, Tim.
And hopefully so have I.
Can I just pick up on that for a moment, the backpack thing? Because I've had a few people say, remember your first sermon, you threw a backpack. I think a lot about how, if we talk about how to develop this gift, and I think by the context of the three of us, we preach in church a little bit, but I think the teaching gift can take form in a whole bunch of different contexts. But bring it into a preaching context for a minute. If a young person, you know, comes and we're giving them an opportunity, say at Gateway Ormo, to preach their first message, done that a few times, they say, well, what do I really work on? And if I dull it down in terms of the development of the skill, I often talk about what's the content and how you're going to communicate it. Well, I think we've all sat through some people that their content is brilliant, but trying to stick with them because of the way they communicate, it's really hard. Yeah. We've probably also sat through people that you go, well, that was really entertaining, but I have no idea what you said. And so it's funny that my first message, I had something that stuck with people. And none of us have any idea what I spoke about that day, but it's probably that little mix, isn't it, where you think, you know, part of developing this gift is taking the content seriously. Like we're speaking the truth of God, but we're also trying to find creative ways to help people engage with it, given the challenges of our culture. And we've probably all sat through teachers that have actually found really creative ways to help the message take root in us and help us remember it. I think that's part of the development. And I would say, having watched Tim develop in that gift, really seen that kind of those things start to come together.
Yeah, it's good. I think sharp listeners as well would be a bit concerned about my ability to teach, because I made a quip about you preaching Moses and then made a reference to what should have been Abraham. I don't know if you picked that up before, but I was actually...
Well, Moses seemed to be pretty old when he...
That's true. I just maybe a note to the producer to edit that bit out, but you probably won't now that I've said that. Anyway, I think it's the gift of teaching comes from a love of scripture. And as we've been talking about the different gifts over this podcast series, it always, always outworks into people. Like, it's never about function. It's always about seeing people built up. So that combination of loving scripture and loving people and seeing those two things interact and then seeing the transformation that the Spirit works in people's lives. Hey, Tim, I wonder whether you could tell us, like, people who are tuning in this podcast who feel like they might have the gift of teaching or already have expressed it a little bit, give us some next steps. Like, what would be some things, some ways that they could explore that gift or take a next step towards confirming it or affirming it?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Look, I really love in the book of Acts, they talk about, we hear the story of Apollos, who was he was a teacher around the same time as Paul, but it says this, he came to Ephesus and he was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. So first of all, get involved, like read your Bible. Yeah. Don't just read the Bible, but read the background, read some texts that help you understand the culture and the context of the scripture. And then Acts 18, he'd been instructed in the way of the Lord. So he was sitting under good teaching. He had people who were speaking into him, and he spoke with great fervor and talked about Jesus accurately. So there was a passion within inside him, and there was a desire to get it right. For me, I think putting it into practice, it can look in a variety of different ways. I've got a group of blokes that I do the journey with at the moment, and we just open some scripture and we read together. And I find myself kind of slipping into that teaching mode because I've kind of read this before. I know some context behind it. I know how it links into other parts of scriptures. And some of the guys kind of go, oh, wow, this is amazing. This is something I've never heard before. But for me, it's because that love for the scripture and having an understanding of it. So get into your Bible, read your Bible. Read other books that help you understand the Bible. And then I had a friend who I met many, many years ago. He would actually just write sermons. He had really maybe no intention of preaching them, but he would actually just start writing out his thoughts. So things like journaling, things like reflecting, it just helps you to develop that insight that you need as a teacher. And then start putting it into practice in your life group situation or with a small group of friends. Just start to share, not in an arrogant kind of, this is what I know and you don't know anything kind of way, but as people ask you, and I think God gives you a gift to build the church, that there will be people who will ask and want to know more. And so use that opportunity to teach, to open up the word, to point people to scripture, to share your insight. And it's not always an upfront gig.
Yeah.
That's something that you can do in a life group alongside others, in a small group of accountability friends, whatever it might look like. There's a variety of ways to develop your gift.
That's good. It's remarkable to me that when I talk to people who have this gift and have been exercising it for a few decades, often their origin story is I was invited. Like either by just the, there's no proof when you ask someone to preach for the first time, you're not operating on any sort of proof that they're any good at it. And yet there was still a prompting to invite someone, hey, how would you feel about preaching at this event or whatever else?
I was never invited back to that church.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that says something.
There you go. Yeah, anyway. Okay, mate, I think it would be great for those who are listening who sense they have this gift that you'd pray for them, that you'd pray that the Spirit would confirm it, affirm it, and that the opportunities would come and the church would be built up, if you wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Father God, thank you that you give good gifts to your children. And God, thank you for the many spiritual gifts that you bless your people with to grow your church and to grow your kingdom. Lord, for those who are listening today, right now, wherever they're at, whether it's, they're in the bus on the way to work or uni, whether they're going for a jog, whether they're just driving, God, I just pray a blessing on them today. Lord, you've put a kernel with inside them, or maybe it's been developed over time of a desire to teach, a desire to share your truth with others. God, we pray that you would fan that gift into flame. Lord, that there would be opportunities for them to put that gift into action. Lord, even the rest of this week, that there would be an invitation for them to just open up the scripture, to reveal some of your truth to someone else. And God, I pray that you'd help all of us to develop our love for your word. God, would you help us to continue to delve deeper into what your words say to us, to understand what you are saying and how to communicate that with others. We pray a blessing on those who are listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks so much, Tim. Thanks, Andrew.
Excellent.
Thanks,
it's been
boys.
Good.